She may begin to pray. She is our first prayer lead this morning. Forgive me, Sister Alicia. Go right ahead, huh?
No, it's okay. Good morning, everybody. This is Sister Alicia, and my topic today is draw near, and I will be reading from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, the King James Version. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us pray. Father God, we're just grateful that we're here today. We're thankful that you allowed us to come together on this line to praise you and to pray for others. Lord, we're going to step forward with confidence, knowing that you have called us. You're not distant. You're not unreachable. You're here. Father God, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we come to you for strength. We come to you not on our own unworthiness, Lord. Lord, let us stand before you boldly. Lord, don't allow us to have doubt. Don't allow us to have shame. Lord, your word says that we can approach you, that we can approach your throne of grace with confidence, that we can find mercy, that we can receive help in our time of need. So we come to you today for those things, Father God. We trust you. You know us, and you still love us despite our flaws. Lord, we thank you for just allowing us to let our weight of burdens and place those upon you, Father God. We thank you for being our refuge. Lord, even when our enemy tries to take us down, Father God, and tell us that we're not enough, Father God, you're there reminding us that we have access to you, and that's all the access that we need, Father God. We thank you for allowing this prayer line to go forth, Father God. We ask you to continue to strengthen us, Father God, to strengthen our families, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen this ministry, Father God. We ask you to continue to let this prayer line grow, Father God. We thank you for the man and woman of this house, Father God, that you've placed in this position, Father God, to help strengthen us, Father God, to pray on our behalf, Father God. We ask that you bring us so close, Father God, that there is no air between us, Father God. We understand that we have flaws, Father God, and you love us despite those flaws, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to repent, Father God. We thank you for repentance, Father God. We thank you for forgiveness, Father God, that you've allowed us, even when we're unrighteous, Father God, to come to you and ask you for forgiveness, Father God. And no matter what, you always forgive us, Father God. And just like you forgive us, Father God, give us the spirit of forgiveness to forgive those that have done things to us, Father God, that we just feel like we can't forgive them. Who are we not to forgive when you forgive us, Father God? Forgiving someone doesn't mean that you're back in relationship with them, Father God. It just means that you forgive them for what they've done and you move on, Father God. You just continue to pray for them. But just allow us to have that forgiveness, Father God, because sometimes we forget that we're not you. We're so judgmental, Father God. We ask that you just remove that spirit of judgmentalness that we have, Father God. We judge people. Sometimes we think things, Father God. We don't even have to say them. The things that we think, you know that they're not right, and you love us despite. Father God, we ask that you just allow us to show that love, grace, and compassion that you have for us to others, Father God. Father God, we pray for those that are fighting with their family, Father God, that you just allow them to get through this, Father God, and have the spirit of forgiveness, Father God, because our family, we can't pick our family, Father God, but we're family. You put us together for a reason, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. We don't always have to get along, Father God, but we need to love one another. We need to forgive one another. We need to show compassion, Father God, because we're telling our kids that they should love everybody, and yet they see us fighting with family members, Father God. We ask that you just continue to strengthen our walk with you, Father God. In those times when we're weak, Father God, and we feel that we don't have no hope, Father God, let us draw closer to you, Father God. We thank you for always being our refuge, Father God. We thank you for always being our anchor, Father God. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, Father God. We thank you for even in those times when we feel like we're going to backslide, Father God, that you send us that reminder that that's not the way that you want us to do, Father God. We thank you for those who have prayed on our behalf, Father God, that we didn't even know that they were praying on us, Father God. We thank you for allowing our name to be in someone's spirit and it stirs their spirit up, Father God, and they just start praying, Father God. And we thank you for those things that you've protected us from, seen and unseen, Father God. We thank you. There's a reason why everything happens, Father God, and we thank you for that reason, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to just come together and talk about you, Father God. We constantly are asking for you to bring people to you, Father God. The church is not necessarily a building, Father God, and we thank you for that. And this ministry is showing us that, Father God, that we can minister from our locations, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to grow better as Christians, Father God, to become better people, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. And again, like I said, we're not perfect, but thank you for continuing to work on us, Father God. We're as strong as our foundation, Father God, and we thank you for the foundation that this man and woman of God has placed for us here, Father God. We thank you for the deacons, the deaconesses, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the prayer leads that are on this line day after day, Father God. We thank you, and we just ask that you continue to pour into them, Father God, and to continue to give them strength, Father God, and continue to give them the words to say on this line, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for our children, Father God, for keeping them safe, Father God. We pray for our leaders, our politicians, and our president, Father God. We just pray for our country as a whole, Father God. Right now, we're in a season of change, Father God, and we thank you for that change, Father God. We know that our help comes from you, Father God. We know that nothing is allowed to be done without you, Father God, and we thank you for that. We know we're not worried, Father God. We're not going to let this stress us, Father God. We're going to continue to pray and lean on you, Father God, and bring people closer to you, Father God, because that's what we're called to do, Father God. We're called to minister and be preachers and teachers, and we thank you for that, Father God. Father God, we thank you for those people that try to bait us into conversations that we don't want to have, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to just say no thank you. Have a good day. Continue on, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We even pray for our enemies, Father God. We pray for our enemies, Father God, because sometimes they're just our enemies and don't even know why, Father God. They just don't like us, Father God. They just don't like us because we're Christians, Father God. They just don't like us because we have different religions, Father God. They don't like us just because the way we look, Father God, and we still pray for them. We still love on them, Father God. You know why? Because they're our brothers and sisters, Father God, and we're going to just continue to pray for them, Father God, and continue to hope that they see the light, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for our teachers that are in the schools, Father God. We thank you and ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God. With the way that the world is now, and sometimes the parents just don't care about the students, Father God, we ask that the teachers just continue to not give up, Father God, because we have teachers that are just leaving the schools in mass numbers, Father God. We pray that you continue to strengthen them, to allow them to stay in their position, Father God, and remind them of why they became teachers, Father God, even with the changes that are going on in the schools, Father God. We just ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God. We pray for our security guards that are in the school systems, Father God, that you would just keep them safe while they're keeping our children and our teachers safe, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We even pray for the safety of the churches, Father God, right now, Father God. We just thank you. We are praying for those people that were involved in the fatal airplane crashes, Father God. We pray for their families. We all grieve different, and yet we've all experienced grief. We may not understand what they're going through, Father God. We just ask him that you touch them, Father God, and give them the strength, Father God, and allow them not to question, Father God, but just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for the years that they had with them, Father God. Thank you for the memories, Father God, because that's something that they can never take as your memory, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. We're asking that you provide the correct words for their man and women of God that are praying for them and with them, Father God. And as the service is going, Father God, we ask that you just strengthen them, Father God. And even when people say things that are inappropriate, Father God, we just thank you for them, God. We just continue to pray for them, Father God. We continue to ask you to strengthen our nation, Father God. We ask you to strengthen each and every person that's on this line, Father God. We thank you for those that are just joining in for the first time, Father God. Whatever your need is, God is going to provide it for you. You just have to stay strong and stand in your faith and believe he's going to do it. He's going to turn it around. His word has never fallen on bad ground. And we thank you for being here today. We ask that you continue to join us, Father God. We continue to pray for this ministry, Father God, that it would reach those places that we never even thought about, Father God, that it would touch those people, Father God, that it would soften someone's heart, Father God, just to continue on with the plan that the man of God has for us in this ministry, Father God, that it would just touch those that we never even thought. Go to other countries, Father God. We're praying for those countries that are at war, Father God. We're even praying for the countries that are at peace, Father God, that you continue to keep them in peace, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I'm now going to turn it back over to our host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alicia, for praying. Thank you this morning. And you came in ready. We praise God. Thank you, Lord. That's what we need. Good prayer hosts, people that are ready to step right in and go before us and before the Lord in prayer. And we thank her for starting off our day this morning. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. We want to remind each and every one of you that our mission statement states that we are a people vowing to praise his name. Let's remember also that we are church in the city impacting the world. Wherever we are, let's impact the world. Sister Alicia, I'm sure she don't mind. In Texas. And she's doing what she needs to do to impact the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She's ministering from her location. And that's what we have to do. I wanted to also remind you all that we're still here every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. For those that are joining the first time or just popped in, just to let you know, tune in. We're here. We are praying. We have different prayer leads on every 15 minutes. And also, we are looking for prayer leaders and hosts. And if you're interested in doing it, volunteering, call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. Leave her a message. She will get back with you. Also, those that have to go, before you leave, I'm going to ask if you can sow a seed this morning. Your seed help us to build the kingdom. You can do that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. Then you could go to the ekcministries.org. You can leave an offering there, your prayer request, and upload your 1 minute or less GPS. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, Sister Mildred. I know I ran into a minute or two of your time, but go ahead. God bless you.
Amen. I'm Sister Mildred Lanier. My prayer is Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, a touch of faith. But Jesus turned to him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thy faith has made thee whole. Father, we love you, we trust you, and we adore you on this morning. We lift you up, God, in spirit and in truth, O God, for there is none like you, Father. We adore you this morning, and we're grateful, Father, this morning that you are our God and we are your people. Father, in you, Father, we trust you, Father. We trust your mercy and your grace as you have touched us, Father, as you touched us with your healing hand, Father. Father, let your power and your love flow through us on this morning. Father, let your anointing flow within us on this morning. Anointing fall on us this morning, Father. Restore our minds, restore our health, and restore our souls on this morning. Father, in you we put our faith, O God. It is your faith, God. Our faith, God, allows us to run to you for help, O God. Father, build our faith on this morning so that when you touch us, Father, we are made whole, Father. So when you touch us, Father, we are renewed, Father. Build our faith so when you touch us, Father, we are delivered, Father. Father, Lord, you are our mighty power. You are our strong tower, Father. Lord, it is in you that we put our faith and in our trust. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us, O God. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us. Your promises are new every morning, God. On this morning, you healing us, Father. Your power, your deliverance heals us, Father. Your faith heals us, Father. We trust you, Father. Your righteousness is healing, Father. Your peace is healing, Father. Your joy is healing, Father. Your obedience is healing, Father. We trust you, and by faith we are made whole, Father. As the woman with the issue of blood, Father, for 12 years, Father, she touched the hem of your garment, Father, and was made whole, Father. We pray this morning that our situations touch the hem of your garment this morning, that our deliverance touch the hem of your garment on this morning, that things in our past, Father, touch the hem of your garment on this morning, oh, Father. We pray for your deliverance, Father, on this morning, Father. Let thy faith be made whole, Father. Allow us to touch you in prayer, Father. Allow us to touch you in worship, Father. Allow us to touch you in praise, Father. Allow us to touch you even right now on the prayer line, oh, God. Let us touch you and be made whole, Father, knowing that you heal all things, knowing that you heal all of our afflictions, oh, God. All of our worries, oh God, knowing that you're there for us, oh God, even on this morning. Touch us this morning, oh God, and bring healing, oh God, and let our faith be made whole. Father, we love you, God. Father, we declare this morning that you are our source and our strength. We declare this morning, oh God, that you are our wheel in the middle of the wheel, oh God. Father, we love you, Father. We love you, Father. We declare this morning, oh God, that you touch sickness and illnesses, oh God. Touch lung disease, oh God, on this morning. Touch heart disease on this morning, oh God. Touch blood disease, kidney disease. Touch it on this morning, oh God. Let thy faith be made whole, oh God. We love you, Father, and we lift you up on this morning, God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they are safe, oh God. Father, we need your safety on this morning. We need you to continue to cover us and protect us on this morning, oh God. We need you, God. We need you on this morning to continue to walk with us, oh God. Continue to cover us in your blood, oh God. For there is none like you, and you are holy, Father. Father, you are holy, Father. You are holy, Father. Father, don't allow our challenges to defeat us or consume us, oh God. Allow them to make us stronger in you, Father. Father, don't allow our situations and circumstances to drive us into despair, oh God. But let it be a stepping stone for us to reach a new level in you, in our faith, oh God, in our walk with you, oh God. We touch you in faith on this morning, oh God. Father, you have given us many promises in your word to hold on to so that we won't be defeated, oh God. Father, and hold on to in all shape, ways, and form, oh God. Let thy faith be made whole on this morning. The just shall live by faith, oh God. Father, we have overcame obstacles, and we still have obstacles to overcome, oh God. We still have obstacles to overcome, oh God, but we trust you, God. We trust the living waters on this morning. Help us to overcome them through your word and through faith, oh God. Make us stronger and stronger, oh God. We need thee, oh God. We need your love. We need your reassurance, oh God. We need your faith, oh God. We need you to continue to build our faith, oh God. Build our faith in your word. Build our faith in your promise, God, as we walk uprightly, even on this morning before you, oh God, as you speak to us, oh God, as you even use us, oh God, in the midst of our circumstances, because you know our heart, oh God. You know our heart. You know the heart of all, God. You know our heart, oh God. You know the purity of our heart, oh God. You know the reverence of our heart to you, oh God. You in love with us, and we are in love with you, God. And we reverence you on this morning, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We accept you, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, oh God. You are our rock, and you are our fortress, oh God. Father, let our prayer life grow in you. Let our prayer life grow stronger and stronger in you so that we can understand and we're working ways that the miraculous, oh God. Let our prayer life be strong in you. Let our faith be strong in you. Father, all things happen through the testing of our faith. Here am I, O Lord. Here are we, O Lord. Father, we believe you and we trust you on this morning. Father, we believe you and we trust you on this morning. All things is only for a little while. We love you, God. We love you, God. You are the true and living God, and you are our true vine. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, and we dwell into your secret place on this morning, O God. Father, as you touch us by faith, O God, as we touch you in our faith, O God, and as you continue to build our faith, O God, Father, we trust you on this morning. We trust that you cover us in your love, O God. Cover us in your love, O God. Cover us and protect us in your love, O God. Surely you are our deliverer, O God. You are our deliverer in your timing. Surely you are our way maker, O God. You are our way maker in your timing, God. And surely our faith will be made whole, God. We trust you on this morning, and we praise you, and we lift you up, Father. For there is none like you, and we thank you on this morning that we can seek you, God. We thank you that we can seek you, and you answer us, and you deliver us from our fears, oh God. We thank you for whatever we ask in prayer, and we believe we shall receive, oh God, in your time, and if it's your heart desire for our will, oh God. We thank you this morning, God, for being our healer, oh God. We thank you for being our encourager, oh God, speaking into our lives, oh God, convicting us, persuading us, delivering us, oh God. We thank you this morning, Father. Father, we need you. We need your peace and your direction in our daily activities and in our daily lives. Father, we need your clarity. We need you to continue to motivate us, oh God. We need you, oh God. Father, forgive us, oh God, for anything that we've done that's unlike you, God. We cry out even right now for repentance, oh God, because we love you, and we love you, God, with our life, oh God. He that dwelleth in, oh God, and we dwell in you on this morning, oh God, even through prayer, oh God, we trust you, God. We love you, God, and we are here this morning, oh God, for a word from you, God, from strength from you, oh God, and we need you, God, continuously in our life. Father, you are our judge and you are our fortress. You are our Most High and you are our mighty King. You are our King of glory, oh God, and we love you and we trust you on this morning. We seek your face on this morning. We seek your desires on this morning. We seek your will on this morning, oh God. We seek your deliverance on this morning, Father. We love you, we trust you, and I praise you. We praise you on this morning, for there is none like you, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us, oh God. We pray this morning that you continue to bring surety to our life, oh God. We pray this morning that you continue to guide us, oh God. We're touched by your faith, oh God. We're touched by your faith on this morning. And we love you, God. We love you for building our faith on this morning. We love you for allowing us to keep our faith on this morning. We love you for allowing your blood to flow through us even right now on this morning. We love you, God, for bringing us through our situations and circumstances even on this morning. We love you for allowing our faith to stand up to challenges even on this morning, oh God. We bless you and we praise you this morning. We lift you up, Father, for there is none like you, God. You are holy, 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 oh God. God, we thank you for our faith being made whole this morning, Father. Father, let our faith overcome the world, Father. Father, we know through you all things are possible, God. We trust in you with all of our hearts on this morning. Let our faith not rest in the wisdom of man, but let our faith rest in your power and in your spirit, oh God. Father, help us to guard our hearts, oh God. For everything we do flows from our hearts, oh God. Help us to guard our heart, oh God. Father, create in us a clean heart and a renewed spirit, Father. Father, we give you our hearts on this morning. Allow our eyes, allow our spirit, and allow our mind to delight itself in your ways, God. Father, we love you and we trust you and we praise you on this morning. For there is none like you, God. We glorify you this morning. We thank you for being the judge of all righteousness, God. We thank you for being the judge that's of a deliverer, oh God. We thank you for who you are. We lift you up on this morning, and we glorify you, and we praise you, oh Father.
thank you and we lift you up, Father. But Jesus turned to him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Father, what a word this morning. We are of good comfort this morning, and thy faith hath made us whole. We trust your word, Jesus, and we trust your word that flow in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen. To turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mildred. We praise God again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We halfway through, y'all. We have had our Sister Alicia pray and Sister Mildred pray, and now we have we halfway through. So we're giving God glory this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in and those that have stayed on the line, and even those that were on that had to leave. But we praise God this morning because each and every one of you are a part of this prayer ministry. You're helping us to maximize the kingdom and reach people from wherever we are, praying for all of our unsaved, our family members that are need healing and deliverance. And we just thank God. We thank God. Let's remember that this is a vision that Bishop had to create this prayer ministry, to expand it and to do different things. And let's just be a part of it to help support the vision. And that way we can all receive the benefits of doing a work for God. We're going to ask that those that are on, keep in mind that we need offerings, we need seed to support and the partners support the ministry. So in whatever way that you can, whatever amount, if you can do so, do it today. Sow a seed. You can do that by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. Or you can go to the ekcministries.org and leave an offering there. Upload your prayer request and your 1 minute or less GPS. We're still looking for those. We're still doing them. So your testimony, that GPS that will help expand the kingdom. That will help encourage someone. So let's be a part of that. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Let's remember that always. To God be the glory. Okay, at this time, I will turn it over to our next prayer lead, our Pastor Buckner. When you're ready, go ahead, sir.
Yes, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet you all, brother and sister, in Jesus' name, his wonderful, matchless name. We thank God for another opportunity to come before and come into his presence and pray in the name of Jesus. My topic this morning is meeting with God. Story in Exodus, Psalm 33, when Moses would pitch his tent outside the camp and he would meet with God. On our prayer last week, Thursday, I was praying for all the children. Still is on my heart. And I was calling our name, and I was praying for the children's children. And some names, of course, I didn't have on that list. This is list number two. And then I'm probably going to need a list number three. But just a few names here that I want to make sure that I have on there, and we can pray for them and their children. It's an attack against the children, we understand. It's an attack against all of believers. But we want to keep them covered in the name of Jesus. Sister Keitha Jeffries, I'll keep you and your children and your children's children covered in the name of Jesus. Sister Joyce, Sister Janice, Sister Karima, Sister Wilma. Keep them covered. Keep them healed, delivered, set free. Sister Shirley, Sister Police, in the name of Jesus. Sister Mina Hall, Sister Bodie, my God, and Sister Alicia. Keep them all covered. Keep them in prayer. Keep them in the secret place of the Most High, them and then their children's children, in the name of Jesus. I believe God will do it. I know God can do it. I've seen God do it before. Everything, he cannot fail. That's why I call these names out, along with those other names I called on Thursday, but I will try to call them out again next Thursday. But also, I pray, we're still praying for LaTanya, the healing. We're praying for LaShonda, her grandchildren. We're praying for Monsella, keeping her covered in prayer. Praying for Sister Mercedes, keeping her covered. And Roberta, we're praying healing upon her husband, Billy, in the name of Jesus. Linda James, healing. Sister Rachel, her mother, Brenda, we're praying for her. All these we're covered, asking that they be covered. The Hunt family, that they be covered in the precious blood of the Lamb. I believe that when we pray and we pray for other individuals, we intercede, we carry that burden to the Lord, casting all cares upon him because he cares for us. We pray and we have faith that God will hear our prayer and God will answer. And sometimes he doesn't answer when we want him to answer, but God will answer. We continue to ask, we continue to seek, and we continue to knock. And the reason that we knock is because we know someone's on the other side of that door. Hallelujah. I know he's there. I know he's there. And I believe him in the name of Jesus. I believe in him. In Exodus 33, it says, I'm going to read this real quick. He says, now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meetings. As Moses went into the tent, a pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke to Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all stood and worshiped, each at his entrance of his own tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks with a friend. That was Exodus in 33. And just a quick point. The Lord would speak to Moses as a man. He'd speak to him face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Talking about that tent of meetings. Now, we have a corporate prayer in the morning, but I encourage you all to have another personal meeting with God. It's just you and God. It's him and you, just face to face, as a man speaks with his friend, and that's intimate, because you can tell your friend some things you don't tell everybody else, but you can tell God anything and everything, because God knows what's on your heart, and God will see you. He's so faithful. He wants to meet with you on a daily basis. You have to meet with God on a daily basis, and when's the last time you met with God as a man meets with his friend? When's the last time you just really opened up to God and poured it all out, just for one-on-one, you and the Father? It's a beautiful thing. Develop that. Continue to develop those relationships. I know you have, and God's going to answer your prayer. God's going to heal you. God's going to deliver you. You and your family members. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this time to come together. We thank you for the time that we come together as the tent of meetings. We thank you when we speak to you face to face as a man speaking to his friend. We thank you for the opportunity, God. We thank you for allowing us to be transparent before you, naked and not ashamed, in the mighty name of Jesus. First, we thank you for everything that you have already done. We thank you for already healing us. We thank you for already delivering us. We thank you for already healing our children. Everyone that has been spoken on the prayer list has already been healed and set free and delivered by the blood of the Lamb. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to meet on Sunday morning when we got a chance to see some of the saints we haven't seen in a while. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every hug, every handshake. Hallelujah, every time of fellowship together with the saints in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to see our bishop, the man of God, who's speaking the fresh word of God on a daily basis. We thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for everything that's going on in the country, in the world. We pray, Lord, that everyone would be ceased. We pray that it would be a ceasefire over there in the Middle East. All hostages will be returned and be safely with their loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the new president. We thank you, Lord, that God will speak to him and give him the words to say and give him the direction to go in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for everything, God, that's going on, good and bad. Because we know that all things are working together for the good, to the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We thank you right now, Father, for all our children. We ask that they be blessed, all the little ones. All the little ones be blessed. And we thank you that they be covered, all little Bree. Cover her, little Erica, cover. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them like a blanket. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We praise you in advance for what you're about to do in their life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every test. We thank you, Lord. We understand that it's a test of our faith, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're building up our faith by the hearing of the good word of God. The word is faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the finances that are on the way. We thank you. We speak this into existence. We speak this right now. We in advance and say thank you for every check that's going to come in the mail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For that extra dough that's coming. Hallelujah. We pray that God, when you receive, the people of God, when they receive it, the first thing they do is pay their tithes and give an offering unto God in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that are coming our way right now, the new job right now, the new career right now, the door that's opening us up, the door for us, some of us to go back to school, to higher education. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you alone will do it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for shelter, for a room, a warm house, warm bed in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that don't have that, we pray that they do. We pray for every homeless person in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that they will be covered. They will be somewhere warm, somewhere getting a nice meal. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for everyone that does have transportation, but those that don't, we're praying for them, and we understand that, God, you will give them exactly what they need, their heart's desire. We trust in you, Father. We trust in you, and we believe in you. We believe that you have never left us, nor will you forsake us. You never let us down, Lord. You're always near. Hallelujah. You're the Lord, our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you, what you're doing in our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all those who have lost loved ones. Brother Dave lost his fiance, praying for him for comfort right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the others who have lost loved ones during this season, praying for comfort and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you that you kept our minds stayed on thee. We thank you that you have regulated our minds. We thank you that you have put on our minds things of peace and hope. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. And we bless your holy name for your good, your kind, and your merciful. Hallelujah. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for every prayer lead that comes on this service. Every prayer warrior that intercedes right now, every prayer host right now in the name of Jesus, for every family that's represented in the name of Jesus, all the co-laborers across the land, we thank you for them right now. All the members of the body of Christ, we thank you for them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for you have never left us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, for you're always near. Your hand is not short that you can't save, nor your ear heavy that you cannot hear. And we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do for us, Lord. Every small thing, every big thing, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to talk to the saints this morning, to intercede for our loved ones this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we want to say, continue to bless us all the days of our life. We thank you. Allow the goodness, the grace of God to be with us. We know, Lord, that sometimes we walk through this valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil, but we know that you are with us, and we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you holding our hands, going through the storms of life. We appreciate you. And we know sometimes you will lead us right into a storm just to test our faith. And we're going to hold on to you no matter what. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to turn it back over to our host. Thank you, Sister Keita.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for calling out all the names that is on the prayer list. God bless you. This morning, I wanted to just, first of all, say thank you to each and everyone still on the prayer line. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. A special blessing upon you, even this morning. I want to thank Sister Alicia. She was our first prayer lead this morning. She prayed on draw near with confidence from Hebrews 4:16. Then we had Sister Mildred pray this morning on a touch of faith. She came from Matthew 9:22. And then our own Pastor Buckner prayed whatever was in his heart. But we thank God because he hit on a little bit of everything and prayed for a little bit of everybody. God is good, and he's always worthy to be praised. There's people on that's not on the prayer list that I fell on my heart this morning, and I just want to say before I pray for y'all to remember to pray for them too. Mother Buchanan, Mother Goodman, and there was somebody else. I can't think of who. But those two, Mother Buchanan and Mother Goodman. Yes, let's keep them in prayer this morning. And Brother John, keep them in prayer. Hallelujah. Pray that God continue to touch them in their body, give them the strength that they need, that he supply all of their need and bring them where they need to be or where they want to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wanted to read the mission statement, which says, we are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family. We are a university for success. We are a people vowing to praise his name. All of this is so true. Thank you, Jesus. This is something Bishop came up with, and we thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. And then, since I got a minute, our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for that. Bishop came up with that too. God gave it to him. So God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all remember now that we are always, we in need for prayer leads and hosts. If you find it in your heart, search your heart. And if you find it in your heart, if it's just to do one day out of a month, call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. Let her know that you're interested and what you feel you can do. And whatever, if you got nervousness about it, just tell her. And she'll help you get through that. She'll even offer to have somebody else help pray with you. Y'all just keep that in mind. So the line is open. Whoever want to do it, search your heart. Ask God to help you and do that to help us. Okay, if you want to stay connected, for those that may not know, if you want to stay connected to Bishop Clark and receive emails and texts and know, get responses on different things that's going on, text the word MAXIMIZE, MAXIMIZE. Text it to the number 55444, and then you're in. God bless you all. At this time, I'm Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your last prayer lead this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Let's get into our prayer. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I bless your holy name today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for waking us up today, Lord. For giving us breath in our body, Lord God, to see a new day, Lord God, to be a part of this new day, Lord. We thank you, O God, for keeping us clothed and in our right mind, O God, for giving us the use and activities of our limbs, Lord. There's so many people in this world, Lord God, that wish they was able to use their limbs, Lord God. Help us, Lord, that we don't complain, Lord Jesus, that we just thank you for what we have, Jesus. We bless you, O God, for keeping us, Lord God, like I said, in our right mind, Jesus. Hallelujah. We wouldn't even be able to get on this prayer line if we wasn't in our right mind, Jesus. But we thank you, Lord God, because you did it, Lord God. It was not us. It was you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. All the glory belongs to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus, for opening doors that no man can close. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for touching us in our bodies, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. All different sicknesses and disease, oh, God. Lord God, we bring them before you today, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you are the healer, O God. Hallelujah. The great healer, the great physician, Lord, the great I am. Lord God, we can come to you with all things, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. You are our Father, Lord, and you know all things, Lord God. Lord, even the things, Lord, that we have, Lord, unspoken, Lord, that's in our heart, Lord God. We ask you, Jesus, to search our hearts, oh God. Lord God, hear our cries today, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, bring us where we need to be, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to be witnesses everywhere we go, Lord God, and to minister from our location, Lord God. Help us, Father God, that we call on you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we lean towards you, Lord, and seek you for everything and not lean toward our own understanding, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, that we put your word deep down in our heart, Lord God, that we study to show ourselves approved, Lord God. Oh, God, that we practice, Lord God, the word of God. Put it in our spirit, Lord, so when somebody asks us, Lord God, answer, Lord. They seeking an answer from you, Lord, and they want to know what must they do to be saved. Help us, oh God, that our speech be seasoned with salt, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, to always be ready, Lord God. You said, Lord God, man should always pray and not faint, Lord. We got to pray each and every day, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we see, Lord, that this world, Lord God, is coming to an end, Lord. It's moving so fast, Lord God. Lord God, we don't know, Lord,
from day to day, Lord. If we going to wake up, Lord, in this world or not, Lord, help us, oh God, that we always be prepared, that we be ready, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, when you call us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Jesus, to be witnesses, Lord God, not just to sit, Lord God, but to talk, Lord, to each person that we run into, Lord God. Say something. Do something. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let those know, Lord God, that time is running out, Lord God. Everything is going down but the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, today, hallelujah, for victory today. Those that are struggling, Lord God, with all manner of abuses and sicknesses and disease, oh God, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, that they be, Lord God, hallelujah, victorious. Lord God, loose the chains, oh God, loose the bonds, oh God. Set them free, Lord God. Encamp your angels about them, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We know, Lord, that you, Lord God, love us and care for us, Jesus. Lord God, you said, cast all our cares upon you, Lord, because you cared for us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord, that we don't murmur and complain, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, but thank you anyhow, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Lord God, it could be worse. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you went through so much, Lord God. You and the apostles, oh God, and all of the disciples, Lord God. Lord God, people still going through stuff, Lord God. But we got to, Lord God, move on. Hold on to you, Lord. Trust in you, Lord. Lord God, because you, Lord, oh, God, love us, Lord. You, Lord, give us power, Lord. You give us strength, Lord. You give us hope, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you are righteous, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah, you are healer, Lord. Oh, God, you lift up burdens, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are a God of the impossible. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift our hands, oh God. Hallelujah. Giving you praise, honor, and glory, oh God. We run around, Lord God. We shake our hands. We shake our feet, oh God. We shout hallelujah, Lord God. We praise your holy name, oh God, wherever we are, oh God. For you deserve the glory, oh God. You, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's none like you, oh God, in all the heaven and the earth, Lord God. You, Jesus. You build a fence of protection, oh God. You are a strong tower, Lord. And the righteous run into it and is safe, Lord God. You, oh God, fight our battles, Lord. You, Lord, give power to the faint, oh God. You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord said you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread, Lord God. We trust you, oh God. We know, Lord, that you supply all our needs, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. If we lift you up, if we seek first the kingdom of God, then you'll add all these things into us. Hallelujah, Lord, strengthen us on this side, Lord God. Hallelujah. Prepare us, oh God. Hallelujah. Make us strong warriors, oh God. Hallelujah. Shod our feet, Lord, with the preparation of the gospel, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Oh God, be our sword, Lord. Be our word, Lord God. Be our shield, Lord. Be our buckler, Lord. Be everything that we need, oh God, to fight this war, Lord God. It's a spiritual warfare going on. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because you dispatch your heavenly angels, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, to shield us and protect us, to fight on every side, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Lord God, we think about, Lord, hallelujah, how you do, Lord, the animals, Lord God. Hallelujah, like the elephants and the cattle, Lord God. How, Lord God, they protect, Lord. They build, oh God, a defense on the outside and put the babies and the weak ones in the middle, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to protect them. We think about you, Lord. Hallelujah, how you do us, Lord. You build, oh God, the angels all around us, Lord God, and keep us on the inside, Lord God. Hallelujah, so everything that we go through, Jesus, hallelujah, you're right there with us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. You are a keeper, Lord, to those that want to be kept, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Stretch out your hands today, oh God. Remember, Lord God, our mothers, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our seniors in the name of Jesus. Every last one of them, oh God. Remember Brother John this morning, oh God. Remember, Lord God, Mother Goodman, Lord God, and Mother Betty Buchanan, oh God. Remember Mother Yvonne Clark, Lord God. Remember Mother Burgess this morning, Jesus. Remember, Lord God, Mother Izzy, oh God. Remember, Lord God, Mother of Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Our mother, Lord God, Lord, you know who I'm talking about, Jesus. I can't think of her name right at this moment, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, for all of them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. Remember Mother Sumlin, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Lord God, our other mother in the nursing home. Jesus, we thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can't think of her name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Lord God, remember all of them, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All the sick and the shut in everywhere, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Mother Hattie Wynn, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, Mother Karen Hurd, Lord. Mother Jamita, Lord God. All of our mothers, Lord. Every last one of them, if I missed any, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Mother Carol, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus, and bless us. In Jesus' precious name, I pray, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.